Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Harrison is with us. The Reverend John Harrison is our good friend. He's the resident preacher in the Brain Trust. He's a certified financial planner. That's how he primarily makes a living, and he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and he's our good friend John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You got your CFP hat on now, and we're going to talk about a little investing, and especially for retirement. You know, John, one of the things I've been talking about lately is the fact that one of the unfortunate truths about small business is that our business is always asking for money. It's like a teenager. It's always got, you know, a teenager's always got his hand out wanting more money.
Mm-hmm.
Your business is like that teenager, except it's got about 20 or 30 hands sticking out wanting more money. There's always some place to put your money. Unfortunately, that makes, in the early days especially, that makes planning for retirement really difficult. Funding a retirement plan, very difficult for a small business, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think one of the disciplines that business owners really need to have is to think in terms of duplicating the value of their business in cash from day one, siphoning off some of that cash flow to put into something besides the business itself, and to resist the temptation to put every dollar back into the business. You need to invest in it, you need to grow in it, but you also need to build an investment portfolio from day one, and the longer you can work on that, the more successful you're likely to be.
Isn't the process of doing that in the early days more important than the amount you put in?
Oh, it really is.
Because see, I'll tell you, John, you saying, you know, you got to siphon some of that off and you got to, you know, take some of it away, that's not really all that. I mean, it's really hard because you want this business to be successful. You see it as as your financial future, and you don't think you're doing the wrong thing by giving it the money it wants and it needs. But what I'm saying, this is, and folks, I'm talking about something I didn't do myself. I should have done this. I'm talking about what I hope you'll start doing more of than I didn't do years ago in the early days, and that is set up a structure that even if it's a dollar a month, you've at least got the infrastructure of building your own personal retirement plan separate from your business. What do you think, John?
I think that's absolutely correct advice, and I think there's a little sign people should put somewhere where they'll see it, maybe on their fridge or on the dashboard of their car or someplace where they'll see it all the time. And the sign should simply say this: some percentage of every dollar I earn is mine to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a small percentage when you start, but if you make that the rule for every dollar you earn, then you will siphon something aside for yourself, even from day one, even if it's that dollar to start with.
Right.
And then go from there. If you put everything back into the business, that works great, unless there's a problem later in the business and now the business isn't what it was and you're short of cash.
Well, don't think of, in the early days, don't think of your retirement your retirement structure, your retirement infrastructure, the system of putting some money away into some kind of an IRA fund or something. Don't think of that as how little it is. Think of it as just establishing the structure, the infrastructure, the discipline. Just think of it that way, and don't even think about how much, because what happens, John, in the early days when you can't put much in, you think, well, what's this accomplishing? You know,
you get up to
$2,000, and you know, after a while, and you say, "Well, wait a minute, my company needs a computer more than I need that $2,000 sitting there, drawing making no money." That you got to get that out of your head, don't you?
You really do, especially when you consider that even the small amounts you're putting away left to compound for very long periods of time over the next 10, 20, 30 years can become very significant
yeah.
amounts of money.
So now,
the small front end can be a big back end.
Now, one of the things you talk about to your clients is diversification.
Yeah.
When should you diversify and when should you not diversify?
Well, I like to think that when it comes to investment planning, diversification is kind of like democracy. You know how they say democracy is the worst form of government,
right,
except for all the other ones?
Right.
And I think the same is true for diversification as an investment plan. It's the worst approach except for all the other ones. And the reason I say that is because many people's approach to investing is based on either trying to be in whatever's hot now or trying to find a guru who can tell them what's going to be hot next. And that never works over time. And what diversification says is, I don't know exactly what the conditions are going to be next quarter, next year, but I'm going to position myself in multiple places so that I can profit from whatever is likely to happen. And by being diversified, it really does help you earn more over the long time and have fewer catastrophic losses over the long
when
term.
When you say diversification, you're talking about commodities and stocks and bonds and real estate? What are you talking about?
Different asset classes, stocks, bonds, cash, commodities like oil or metals like gold, real estate, a variety of different things, so that when one thing is doing well and others are not doing so well, you own some of that one thing. And when the scenario changes and other things are doing well, you own some of those too.
Mm-hmm.
Since nobody is good at timing when the shifts occur, the best thing is to own a little bit of most of the things that are likely to do.
Are there investment products out there like EFTs and ETFs? That's what it is, right? ETFs, EFTs.
Yes.
EFTs are electronic funds transfer. ETFs. Are there ETFs and mutual funds out there that help you do that?
There are exchange traded funds. That's the ETFs we keep throwing back and mutual funds that are geared to track the prices of nearly everything. Indexes like oil prices or gold prices, different sectors of the stock market, small companies, big companies.
Do you like ETFs?
I really do. The beauty of mutual funds, and they cost less.
Mm-hmm.
And it by reducing the investor's expenses, he's able to keep more of his.
Is there a place where we can go, where you recommend we go to learn more about ETFs and to try to pick one? Because there are a lot of them out there. How do you know which one to choose?
That's something that typically I'd say between you and your advisor, because knowing which ones make sense in your portfolio depends a lot on your financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can get general information about how they work by going to a website like Investopedia,
right, which
will tell you what they are,
yeah,
and how they operate and why they're so inexpensive.
Right.
But in terms of suggesting how to find the 3, 4, 5, 6 different ETFs that you might want to own, I'd say that's a good conversation to have with your advisor.
Right. Well said. Your website, please.
Is www.aspirefa.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-E, F as in financial, A as in advisor.com.
Check it out. When you get the book, it's called Making Mammon Serve You by John Harrison. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.